12th Wall Country, Walls 102 at 849. This is Zarr and Sammy in the morning. So people don't care about milestones anymore in their life, like getting married, having kids, buying a house, those type of things. Fumbling stuff over there?
No.
So 61% of people in this new survey said that these things are not important to them anymore. So the things that we're totally skipping over, saving for retirement, getting married, having kids, buying a home, and getting engaged. Those things just aren't important to people anymore.
I mean, I feel like times have definitely changed when it comes to, like, people are doing things way out of order. Like, I feel like a majority of my friends already have children or are already married. They might have their careers, but, for instance, they still haven't bought their first home.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain steps that they're kind of bypassing. Like, I already have children, but I'm not married, and my guy owns our home, so I'm not buying a home, because why would I buy one when he owns our home?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I don't have any of these things.
Yeah, none of those things. You are doing it, and you have a career, at least.
Yeah, that's basically what my focus has been for. But I still think that these milestones are important, and they're things that, like, I would like to have in my life. So it's not like I'm not ignoring them. It's just maybe it's not the right time. It's not there. Some of the other reasons people are delaying them: personal insecurities, not being financially stable, being with a partner who doesn't prioritize some of those things. They want to pay off their student loans first, and their friends aren't doing these things. So they don't feel the pressure to start doing these things as well. If, like, the people you're around all the time aren't doing those things, you're like, huh. But then it's, like, kind of the same thing where, like, your friends do start doing these things, and you're like, am I behind the eight ball? But really, it's just, like, everybody's on their own path.
And I feel like a lot of, you know, the people, like, I, for instance, went to high school with, a lot of them have already, you know, purchased homes, gotten married. But then I sit back and I remember, I just turned 29, so the fact that I'm not married yet, you know, really isn't that big of a deal. But I had children when I was younger.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and a lot of my friends, they don't, if they don't have children, they feel like, oh, I need to hurry up and have children. I'm like, no, I just had my, when I was younger. So it's, you know, everyone's kind of on their own paths. You can't really judge it by, like, certain ages and certain, you know, things in your life. You got to kind of look at the whole picture and where you're at.
But I do think that these things should be important staples in people's future. I don't think we should, like, you know, if you delay them a little bit, that's fine. But, like, just totally skipping over it and being so career driven that you miss out on some of these things that you can have in life. Maybe it's time to take a step back and look and be like, what else can I have in my life other than just a career?
But also, those things on that list aren't necessarily, like, a do or die. Like, if you do not do these things, your life isn't going to be, you know, as fulfilled. Like, you don't have to own a home. You don't have to get married. Some people don't want to have kids. So it's, you know, kind of one of those, if that's something you do want, you should still kind of keep that in the back of your mind and kind of focus on, okay, when would I like to do these things, and not just completely brush them off if you do want that, because you're going to blink and you're going to be, you know, 45 and be like, oh, I need to...
I've had a career in my life. That's all I got. So, like, I guess...
If it's something you want, make sure it's always kind of in the back of your mind. Don't just forget about it at all. But if it's stuff you don't want, then you do you.
Try to find a little balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little balance of things. Coming up, we got some Matt Stell as we're heading towards 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. On Tuesday morning.
It's Tuesday. We're not going back to Monday, man.
You don't want to go back to Monday?
No, thanks.
What's wrong with Monday? It's Pulse 102.